Blog Talk Radio.
Saints of God, and welcome to another episode of Is This the Church? And I am your host, Sister AJ, and we've got a great show planned for you today, so sit back and relax and enjoy. And today's program, we're going to examine yet another controversy that's been going on for the past week or so with the Chosen TV show and Dallas Jenkins, and this time it's because someone was doing a behind the scenes video, and in that video for a few seconds you can catch a glimpse of a rainbow flag that is being displayed there. It's a small flag, but it's still the rainbow flag, and we all know that the rainbow in general has been flipped and perverted to mean something that is against God, against nature, against how he created us and how we're supposed to interact with one another as male and female. So It's caused quite a stir among a lot of fans of the show who want an explanation from Dallas Jenkins, and he did give an explanation, so we're going to examine that. But first, we're going to just listen to some audio just to catch you up on what happened to stir up all this controversy. And there are some people that are talking boycott. A lot of fans are very upset about this, particularly after his response. So without further ado, let's get started.
What? The popular TV show The Chosen shared a behind-the-scenes look of the filming of season 4, and right there in the shot, someone propped up a gay pride flag. When asked about it, The Chosen responded, "Just like with our hundreds of cast and crew who have different beliefs or no belief at all, we will work with anyone who helps us portray or honor the authentic Jesus." Portray or honor the authentic Jesus, huh? Actor Giovanni Cairo, who plays the disciple Thaddeus, posted a pride flag and said, "We stand with our brother." Jordan Ross, who plays the disciple James, said that he stands by the LGBTQ members of our chosen family and called criticism of the pride flag hateful and unlike Jesus. One of the show's cameramen is Daniel Fritz, who claims to be married to a man. He is often wearing a pride flag and putting them on set. On his Instagram and TikTok, he shared nude photos of himself. This is who Dallas Jenkins hired to film his crowd-funded Jesus show? These men do not portray or honor the authentic Jesus. In Matthew 19, Jesus said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?" Apparently, the cast and crew of The Chosen haven't read. The real Jesus said sexual immorality and pride are evil, and unless you repent, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you when we understand the text.
Okay. That's the first video we'll listen to, and a lot of folks like to try to say that Jesus never addressed homosexuality. So let's just listen to that part again from the scripture from Matthew 19.
In Matthew 19, Jesus said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?" Apparently, the cast and crew of The Chosen haven't read. The real Jesus said sexual immorality and pride are evil, and unless you repent, it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you when we understand the text.
Okay, and what the Lord Jesus was doing, since he is the creator, everything was created for him and by him, and you get that scripture that he reiterated from Genesis chapter 2 and a little bit from Genesis 1, where he talked about creating man in his own image, male and female, he created them. And then in chapter 2, he gets into actually pulling the woman out of the man. So Jesus did address it by talking about the creation of man from the beginning. So there you have it as far as his point of view on homosexuality. So what we're going to get into next, now Dallas Jenkins did do a response video, and we're going to listen to a YouTuber who did a response critique of that, and we're going to use that to go through, and I'll be chiming in. But Dallas is going to make some assertions in his response as to that brings up a question: is The Chosen a ministry or a business? And so what I want to do before we get into his response is listen to a couple of audio clips where Dallas Jenkins talks about The Chosen and the inspiration for it and all of that, and to give us something that to keep in mind as we're listening to his response video. And the first video here is an acceptance speech from an award that he won for The Chosen last year. So we'll listen to what he says in this video, and there's a line in here that I definitely want you to keep in mind as we listen to his response a little bit later.
For film and television impact. He may be on the fourth row, but Jesus, this one's yours, The Chosen.
Not too shabby, that's right. When I was growing up and into my teen years, I actually rehearsed awards acceptance speeches in front of my mirror many times because all I really cared about, I really wanted to be a successful filmmaker and I wanted to win awards. And I got to be honest, when I gave those speeches, I pictured it being a movie award in Hollywood. I didn't expect it to be a radio award in Nashville. But if I could go back to that young man, I would say, stop wasting time. None of that matters. Because someday all you're going to care about is telling Jesus stories. And you're not going to care at all about what the industry thinks of you. And you're going to be really moved and grateful to get an award voted on by the fans because that represents impact. And the only reason we're here is to point people to Jesus. And so I want to thank the fans, Chosen Army, who made this possible. Literally, the show doesn't exist without the fans. I also want to thank the people sitting in these first four rows. Your music and your leading me in worship has inspired the show and has made the show better. And now that the show is hopefully making people love Jesus even more, I hand the baton off to you. Because the point of loving Jesus more is to worship. And so thank you for that. But more than anything else, thank you. My wife Amanda and my kids who are here, whose sacrifice made this possible and who love me no matter what, even when I had a failure 4 years ago and was about ready to leave the business, and then God brought me out of that and introduced me to a show about Jesus that I was based on a little short film I did for my church and my friend's farm 20 minutes from my house. And they were there at every step of the way. I love you and thank you. God bless.
Okay, that's the acceptance speech for the award. And notice one thing he said here to keep in mind as we listen to his response video. The only reason we're here is to point people to Jesus. And another thing he said. Thanked the fans and told them, you know, there wouldn't be a show without them. So that's another thing to keep in mind as well, because he's going to give some answers to his fans that they take issue with, and we'll see that as we go on here today and review this. So the next video is just a short clip from, I guess he was on TBN because it's on their platform where he's talking about the using your gifts or something like that. So let's listen to this, because whether or not it's a ministry or a business, in my opinion, it just depends on when you ask Dallas Jenkins and who his audience is. So let's listen to this.
to use the gifts that the Lord has given me, because as I mentioned before, it's not my job to feed the 5,000, but it is my job to bring the loaves and fish. And so I am going to do my part. I am going to bring the best loaves and I really do try to use the gifts that the Lord has given me, because as I mentioned before, it's not my job to feed the 5,000, but it is my job to bring the loaves and fish. And so I am going to do my part. I am going to bring the best loaves and fish that I can. I'm going to be a good baker and a good fisherman so that I have something to bring. But ultimately, God's going to have to do the rest. And so I do try as much as possible to get out of the way. And I'm doing my part. I'm writing these scenes, and my co-writers are writing these scenes, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't want to miss out on anything that God has to say. And I don't want to let my ego get in the way. I don't want to let my preconceived ideas get in the way. And so when I sit down at that computer, I really am thinking, okay, I worship. I listen to some of the great worship music. I pray. I start writing. And sometimes things just happen, and I go, ooh, that's really good. I gotta write that down before I forget it. I feel like I'm getting something downloaded.
All right, so there's that. And the reason I played that is because a frequent story that he'll tell is about the fishes and the loaves, and using scripture, when Jesus fed the 5,000, that's where he gets that from. It's not his job. God, he says that God told him it's not his job to feed the 5,000, but to bring the fish and the loaves. So he's got all this scripture and talking about using God's gift and saying that the purpose of the show is to point people to Jesus. So that sounds like a ministry to me. So I'll let you be the judge of that. But in my mind, at least in some ways, he's saying that The Chosen is a ministry when the purpose of it is to get Jesus out to as many people as possible. So next we're going to go ahead and start on this response video that's being done by another young man that's looking at Dallas's video, and I'm just going to use this and chime in my two cents as he is evaluating Dallas's response.
Here. And here's what happens if you go on YouTube and scroll through. You'll see a bunch of pretty hysterical headlines at times.
He's very flamboyant. You can tell. When you look at him, you can really tell. Okay. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, y'all.
We are not a church. We are not a nonprofit. We're not a ministry. We're not any kind of religious or political organization. Can a production be Christian?
Kroger, the national grocery giant that owns QFC and Fred Meyer, has an official dress code that prohibits lettering, logos, wearing unauthorized buttons, badges, or patches on any clothing that is considered unsuitable for the workplace.
You're upset. You're boycotting the show because our policy is
Christian for real.
Church. It's finally out. The response is finally out. Dallas Jenkins finally responded after days of waiting.
So, how's your week been going? We've had a big week on The Chosen, primarily because we're in the middle of filming season 4, but also because some stuff has happened online, as it is wont to do. And in this video, I would like to...
A good amount of stuff happened. It's an understatement.
Provide some clarity on what's happening, even if we disagree. As Dennis Prager says, I prefer clarity to agreement. And so I'm going to try as quickly as I can to share a few thoughts on all that's gone on. And occasionally I might glance at some notes just because I want to make sure I remember everything. So number one, here is what you've been hearing. And here's what happens if you go on YouTube and scroll through. You'll see a bunch of pretty hysterical headlines at times. Things like The Chosen waves pride flag on set. The Chosen's all about the money, and they've sold out, and they're trying to please the woke, and The Chosen is promoting yada, yada, yada.
I want to be fair to Dallas Jenkins, and yes, some of the things that people may say may not be 100% true, but there is a big reason that people have complaints. Is The Chosen all about money, 100%? Does it have any good intentions at all? I wouldn't make that blanket statement. But it seems like he's trying to undermine some of these people who have genuine concerns.
So here's the thing. I'm not responding.
And that's a common tactic that Dallas uses. He usually has this condescending tone. when he's addressing these issues. He blame shifts, gaslights, obfuscates, just whatever it takes, but never really addressing the real issues that he's supposed to be addressing in these. So just keep that in mind as you're listening. This is a pretty good example of gaslighting and how narcissists behave whenever they're confronted with something. Most of the time, they're upset that you would even dare to confront them, and that comes across in his tone a lot.
I'm not responding to anyone who started all of this. I am communicating to you, the potentially confused viewer, and I'm just giving you clarity. Like I said, even if we disagree, at least the disagreement should be about accuracy and the correct things. Now, why didn't I respond earlier this week when this all started to blow up? Basically, because I'm busy.
It's understandable.
I have been making the show. It's a 12 to 15-hour a day exercise, and I always focus on the work first and foremost, and we try to avoid caring about or listening to the noise that's around the work when it does come up. But it's not like this is new for us, and the things I'm going to share in this video are not newly formed. I don't have to think about them or drum up any kind of new response. This is all based on stuff that has been on my heart for years and has been our philosophy from the beginning. So here is actually what happened. So one of our crew members, one of my favorite crew members actually, an independent contractor. Our crew members are independent contractors, so this would be like if you hired a crew to come build your home or paint your office space. He has a 3-inch pride flag on his own personal equipment.
And just for context, I just want to show you all the guy he's talking about. This is the guy that's causing all the trouble that's happened on the Chosen set has been caused by this one guy, unless there's multiple people that are openly flamboyant. But just look at this guy. His name is Ready Steady Dan, or that's his Instagram profile. He is very flamboyant. You can tell when you look at him. You can really tell. Not to say that we shouldn't love people in the LGBT. Okay, here's a – I'm not saying that. But here are some of the pride materials on his Steadicam. He's a videographer, Steadicam. That little contraption he has on his torso is called a Steadicam, which helps him to operate the camera steadily. I believe he's married. Yep. I'm excited for all of our future husband adventures. So he's actually married to same sex. Okay, he's doing whatever that is. Here he is on set, filming the scene where Jesus feeds the 5,000. Looks like a rainbow-type shirt right there. Okay, yeah, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, y'all. I don't want to see... No, okay, that's too much.
And he was just scrolling through some naked pictures or half-naked pictures of this guy that he's got on his Instagram post. So he's pretty out loud and proud, as they say, of his sexuality.
Too much. I didn't know it was going to be that. Here we go. This is the type of guy that, look, this is the type of guy that Dallas and the cast and crew members, the actors on The Chosen, is defending.
And I just wanted to remind you that this happened like a few days before June 1st, which June has been designated as Pride Month for homosexuals. So they're going to be having all kind of stuff happening, going on in different areas to celebrate what God has called sin and what is he called specifically this sin, an abomination. So that's what this is about. It also coincides with Pride Month, and that's what makes me think the flag was placed there deliberately.
They're defending this guy. Make America gay again. Openly, he's openly really supportive and just is basically like shove it down your face type guy. Here, accept this LGBT agenda. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to put it all out there, even on the Chosen set. Trans people belong here. No filter to how he promotes his own belief system. I'm going to get back to the video, but I want to show you guys this yes, gay culture thing, some of his stories from his, it's called Yes, Gay Culture. Almost like a trans event, twans event. So he's openly promoting this agenda. I don't know what's going on there. But this is who Dallas Jenkins and the actors are defending. Okay, let's get back to the video.
Has it on every project that he works on. He's had it on his equipment on our project for over a year. He's been with us for a while. And it happened to show up in the corner of one of our behind-the-scenes videos for a few seconds. And someone asked about it, which isn't the first time we've been asked about things like that, at least maybe even that specifically in the past. And we violated our own rule about responding on someone else's turf, and we ended up giving kind of a standard answer that we give when asked about our cast and crew's personal beliefs, which we get asked about all the time. And that was a mistake because this issue is a little bit more nuanced than just a standard. What does your cast and crew believe answer? So to be clear, there was no flag flown. A 3-inch flag doesn't fly anyway. there's been no statement made.
Not flown, but still on there, obviously on there.
By the Chosen about Pride or Pride Month or anything like that. There's no promotion.
And it's really the size. It's really the size of the flag that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just the fact that it's on the set. The presence of the flag, it's a symbol. So if it was a big flag or a small flag, doesn't matter to me. It's just the fact that it's on the set. And that it was in a promotional video, which I can't say 100% certain that they missed it. They could have missed the edit, but me, a YouTuber who edits videos, who has a lot of experience editing videos, it's very hard to miss details like that when you're editing a video. Very hard.
And I just wanted to say that Dallas is going to say that they're not actively promoting gay pride or anything like that, but you can still be complicit in it by allowing others to do this in the workplace. So just keep that in mind.
Happening, unlike some of the headlines and some of the hysterical rantings we've seen. Now, again, not everyone who comments on this is hysterical.
I like that he made that caveat there. Not everybody who's making criticisms is hysterical.
I'm not saying that. Many of you have very legitimate and fair questions. I'm just saying that when you look on social media, you're always going to be shown the most engaging and eye-catching and clickbaity headlines, and it's, I'm sure, going to throw you off sometimes and cause some confusion. So in our now or never, all or nothing times, this turned into a bit of a culture war, kind of an intra-Christian culture war, and we're getting compared to companies that actively promote whatever woke agenda that people are concerned about. So on our set, just to be clear, this is nothing new. Like I said, we've had for a long time, our cast and crew have wildly different beliefs. They run the spectrum. And
that's fine. Your cast and crew can have different beliefs. But actively presenting Pride merchandise, Pride materials is a different thing. It's like they're promoting. They have a belief, but they're not keeping it to themselves anymore. They're pushing it out there on the set of a Christian production.
They sometimes wear T-shirts or hats that go across the entire spectrum from a pride flag or a MAGA hat or a Jesus Saves shirt. And no one's been triggered. No one on our set minds. Everyone loves our fellow cast and crew members, including the overwhelming majority of our visitors and like our extras, our background extras who come in and see all of this stuff. And unless people are jerks or don't work hard, we are a huge, we're a family. We're very tight-knit on set, and everyone loves the experience. And our personal policy has always been that we don't police individual workspaces or social media. So when we bring on independent contractors like our cast and crew, just from the beginning, Amanda and I, when we first started The Chosen, and my partner Daryl and others, we've just made it very clear to each other, to our cast and crew, and to you, actually, that we do not have a religious or political litmus test for who we hire, and we also do not police individuals' social media or their own personal workspaces, like their own gear, their own equipment, their own T-shirts. And we just made that decision years ago. I'll explain why in a little bit.
Okay, this is my first gripe with this kind of defense of his viewpoint. The workspace item policy needs to be adapted, y'all. If you made a policy in the past, now is the time to adapt to the changing circumstances. Most businesses, most institutions adapt when things come up that present a situation to where an adaptation needs to take place. And here is a very big, extreme reason why a change needs to happen. The workspace policy may have worked previously, but it's obviously not working now. You have somebody who has a differing belief system on a set, which is fine. I agree that you can have employees who are not sharing the same belief system as you as a Christian. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Most of us are not even saying that's wrong. But when you have that employee who has a different belief, promoting, being flamboyant, pushing their own political ideology agenda through these pride flags on the set, that is a problem. So Dallas explains they have a specific workplace policy that they put in place and not willing to change it. That's the first big issue that I have here. When you have an employee, again, pushing a flag that stands against everything that Christianity stands for, which is truth, which is following God's laws. And then you have a pride flag on the set, which means, hey, I'm rebellious. This is what this symbol represents, rebellion to God. Okay, now is the time, Dallas Jenkins, to change your policies. Now is the time to adapt, and you see what's happening, you make a change. No one's perfect, but change the policy.
But our cast and crew can say what they want on social media, and as long as they are not harming anyone else on set, you know, kind of the usual rules of, you know, everyone just kind of respecting each other, they're their own person. And even in this last week, some of our cast said some things online that I wouldn't have said, and we talked about it, and I just said, you can say what you want, but I think, you know, here's
oh, yeah, about that.
Wisdom that we could practice.
About that, a lot of the cast, well, some of the cast, I think particularly two actors, said some really egregious things that basically, they actually put a pride flag emoji in their Twitter response, which I'm not going to go over now. You may have seen it, you may have not, but the actors really, it's basically like they were LGB affirming. And Dallas said he wouldn't have said those things, but hey, it just looks bad. It's a bad look.
And but that's just how we've up.
And one of the actors basically said, if you don't like it that we're standing with our brother here, the LGBT brother here, then you don't let the doorknob hit you on the way out, is basically what he said. So they said some things that were pretty disrespectful to the fans of the show and people who support it, either financially otherwise. And as the face of the company, these folks do represent you, so that doesn't mean that even if there's no clear policy, because you're disrespectful to the people who helped to make the show what it is, as the leader, wouldn't you kind of have a chit-chat with some of those guys to rein some of that stuff in? It is your social media, but in this context, they're representing your company, I would imagine.
From the beginning. So this particular issue this week, this is not our problem. We're doing the same thing we've always done. It's a philosophy we've had all along. We've communicated it repeatedly. Our visitors and whatnot see it when they come. In fact, when we filmed the feeding of the 5,000, some of our crew members, in fact, one of our crew members had this pride flag on his own personal equipment then too. So there's nothing for us to do about this because I don't change my mind based on...
Yeah, there is something you can do, and you can change your mind.
Responses. But there's nothing...
He says he didn't change his mind determined from other people's responses, but if they make a point, and it's, you go to God about it to see, hey, are these people making a point? What is your will, Lord? And then you can change your mind.
For us to do but repeat what we've already said. And if this issue bothers you, that's fine. But that's not really something for us to be concerned with or try to change. You don't like my philosophy on personal workspaces on my set? Okay. I mean, again, like I said, this is not the first time. And I just don't make decisions based on disagreements or how people might respond. That said, here is a refresher. Now, before you turn off the video because you go, that's it, I knew it, they're not going to apologize, they're not going to change their mind and they're wrong and I'm done. That's fine. But here's a refresher on things we've said before and maybe some little clarifications on things we haven't said yet. Number one, and this is very important, we are not a church. We are not a nonprofit. We're not a ministry. We're not any kind of religious or political organization. Now, the content itself can be ministerial, of course. And even the term Christian production, I've heard that thrown around. Again, I haven't been paying much attention to social media. But
All right, Dallas just says he's not a church, right? But here we...
Okay, before we get to that, I wanted to talk about the workplace policies a little bit, because and this young man actually makes a follow-up video, because what he's saying here about workplace policy, it didn't really address the independent contractor part of it, and someone mentioned that in the video, so they kind of fall under different standards than, say, an employee of the Chosen Incorporated. But that doesn't mean that if you have, say, a workplace handbook or a manual for policies, there are ways that you can still make those things clear to independent contractors when you hire them, that you can put language. And I'm sure Dallas and the Chosen Incorporated, the business of the Chosen, they've got attorneys, I'm sure, labor attorneys or whomever to help them. And you can find stuff online, that templates that will help you craft policies that fit independent contractors, because you have to make sure the language is correct, because they're not employees of your company per se, but that doesn't mean you can't have certain policies that you want them to abide by, like conduct policies. An example of conduct would be, you would definitely want to make them aware of your discrimination and harassment policies. Though it's important that people who work, whether they are an employee of your company or a contractor, they would need to know that. And you can put clauses in their contract that they sign when you're negotiating, or you can, if you already have a manual or handbook, you can take those things out that you want to highlight for your independent contractors and make sure you tailor the language where it fits their status as independent contract, and then present that as an attachment to their contract, and get them to sign off on those codes of conduct. You know, so there, and you may have a lot of different, you know, safety issues, premises rules, who can be on the premises, as long as it doesn't dictate how they do their job, because they do have some autonomy when it comes to certain things as contractors. So if do you want to comply with a rule about weapons, bringing weapons on the set. You know, there are lots of things that can be included in these contracts, even though he's an independent contractor. So Dallas Jenkins is being disingenuous when he tries to imply that there is nothing that he can do to address this issue, especially if it's language in the contract itself and that has been agreed to by this young man that's displaying his activism on the job. So I just wanted to keep that in mind. This young man that's doing this video did a follow-up, but in case we don't have a chance to get to that, I did look into this a little bit. So there are ways that you can get independent contractors to be aware of your workplace policies. So now we're going to get into whether or not The Chosen is a church or ministry or business, and it's probably a combination of those things. Keep in mind what he said in the video clips we listened to earlier.
The Chosen is not a church, but we are the church. We are the body of Christ. And even though a Christian may operate a business for profit, they represent God and the church and should strive to give God glory in whatever they do. Allowing a flamboyant person, y'all, to represent pride on set is a slap in the face of God. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So The Chosen, the production team, is specifically not a church, meaning he's really talking about a church building. But we still, as Christians, we still represent the church, y'all. We are the church. So on set, whatever you do, give glory to God. And whatever you do, give glory to God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And again, having a pride flag on the set.
And I get what he's saying about the church, and we do everything to glory of God, which Dallas is going to try to use scriptures like that to say he don't have to listen to anything we have to say, but we'll hear that here coming up. But what I did want to say is, it just looking at it from the secular point of view of business and how you have to have certain policies and things in place to keep, you know, liabilities and lawsuits to a minimum, and just how you address certain concerns when they're brought to your attention. And there are ways, like I said, there are ways that independent contractors can be included in that, either put the policies that apply in their contract that they will sign, or add it as an addendum from your standing policies that you already have, with the language tweaked just a little. And I'm sure Dallas has attorneys and people that can help draft these things to keep him out of problems. And you can even put terms for termination of the contract in there also if these things are not honored. So there's ways he can address this, like I said, but he's just choosing not to. And he's hiding behind, we're not a church, we're a business, and yada, yada. That's the smoke screen that he's putting up to justify why he's not going to do anything.
The opposite of giving glory to God is, it's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face of the Lord. Yeah, God absolutely hates pride. And that's what the flag represents.
Not a nonprofit. We're not a ministry. We're not any kind of religious or political organization. Not the
Look, Dallas says that he's doing this for the Lord. He believes this. He believes God has called him to make this show for the Lord. And he just says it's not a ministry. And this is my opinion. Maybe you could disagree with this, but you can have a business that's also a ministry. As, again, all things we do should be giving glory to God. So whether you're in business or not, that business should be giving glory to God. And as somebody who's in the body of Christ, who's called to a purpose, which is our main purpose is to give glory to God, whatever you do should be ministering or supporting the mission of God in some way. And we'll go to the Wikipedia article right here. So in Christianity, ministry is actively carried out by Christians to express or spread their faith, the prototype being the Great Commission. That's what ministry is. And that's the purpose of the show, right? To spread the faith, to spread the mission and the gospel, and to spread the story, the biblical story of what Jesus has done for all of humanity, to die for our sins. Isn't that the mission of the show, Dallas, and all the other creators and directors? Isn't that the mission of The Chosen?
And I'll read again that line that he put in his speech. The only reason we're here is to point people to Jesus. Now, we've extensively reviewed The Chosen and its material, and it's my opinion that they present a false Jesus, but we're just going to table that for now. in Dallas's mind, the mission of the show is to point people to the authentic Jesus, as he calls it. So that sounds like a ministry to me, and he definitely lays that premise on thick when he's doing his videos to try to encourage people to support the show, to watch it, to promote it to their friends, and to buy the merchandise and the study material and all of these things that he promotes. And it definitely, when he wants to get people to contribute with the crowdfunding and other donations. So he promotes it like a ministry when it suits him, has been my observation.
And if so, that's classified as ministry. But now Dallas is saying that we're not a ministry, just for profit business. So it actually makes it sound like the critics, the hysterical critics, are actually right, because you're saying, hey, this is not a ministry. We are just for profit. So it's like, okay, what is it? What is it? Are you just a business just for profit, or are you actually have the goal of ministry in spreading the gospel message through the show? Which one is it?
And now the content itself can be ministerial, of course. And even the term Christian production, I've heard that thrown around. Again, I haven't been paying much attention to social media, but my team has been obviously asking me some questions about how to respond. And I've heard the term, on a Christian production, you shouldn't XYZ. I'm not exactly sure what that term means, to be honest. Now, don't let that scare you.
It is scary. It's very scary. The production isn't Christian, but the mission is to spread the gospel. By his own wording about why he believes he's been called to make this show. So the crew and everybody on that works for the Chosen set doesn't all have to be Christian, but they should be in alignment with the same mission, spreading the gospel, spreading Jesus. Isn't that the mission of the Chosen? And if some...
I would just add, even if they're not all Christians, because your hiring is open, you want to be able to have the best talent that you can afford for your show, but they at least have to know or be willing to curtail some of their workplace activism to fit policy. That's why you have policy, because all of us have jobs where we've worked in different places where they have all kinds of stipulations governing a lot of things as far as the way we conduct ourselves on the job, or when we're at functions where we're representing the job, how you wear your uniform, whether you can add accessories to it that might reflect some of your own personal beliefs and tastes. So that a lot of that can be spelled out even with these independent contractors that are on the job. So this is just interesting how Dallas is trying to distinguish, oh, it's not a ministry, it's a for-profit business. And he has to make those distinctions when he's talking about donations and tax-deductible donations and some of these other things that can come up where you need those distinctions, but that doesn't fit the context of this situation when people want to know, why is this guy allowed to promote his beliefs by having that gay flag placed, and also the stuff he wears on his equipment? Is there a way that Dallas can address this? And there are legal ways where he can address it if he chooses to.
Isn't in alignment with that, meaning, i.e., putting the pride flag up on their equipment and actively promoting their woke agendas of the LGBT. Well, you're gone. Either you're going to change your policy and say, hey, this person, hey, you're not going to be able to do this. Our mission is to give glory to God. And if you're going to be actively promoting ideologies and belief systems that are in opposition, direct opposition to giving glory to God, well, if you cannot stop doing that, we're going to have to let you go. And I'm going to get into it. There's a way that Dallas can implement this policy legally. I'm going to get into that in the future.
Can a production be Christian? The content can, of course. I mean, we're a show about Christ.
It seems like he's getting into semantics. The production meaning the mission, the goal of the show. You're producing content, and that mission should be Christian. Setting up the cameras and stuff, the cameras can't be Christian. They're inanimate objects, of course. But it seems like he's getting into semantics. What we're saying is that the actual goal of producing this series, the goal and mission behind it, should be Christian. It's supposed to be Christian if your goal is to spread the gospel and have more people come in contact with Jesus and know the Lord.
We're probably one of the most Christian content in history because we are about Christ, who's in the word Christian. But the production itself, the equipment, the crew, the team, the set, I mean, we film all over the place on different sets, and we work with different vendors, and we don't have any kind of corporate policy about statements of faith or anything like that. We don't have corporate prayer on our set. But we have all kinds of employees. There's no statement of faith or requirement.
You might should have some kind of prayer on the set. Maybe the people who don't believe in Christianity, don't ask them to pray if they don't want to. But with something as big such as this, promoting and producing a show called The Chosen, which is huge, you probably should have some type of prayer every single day. Let's pray, and let's just make sure that we all are being used by God to promote. Let this show be giving glory to God. Move our flesh out the way. Help us to act in the best way. Let us be moved by the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit work in us to do our job or the mission and the goal of having more people come to know Jesus. Let's make that prayer.
And like I just said, there's no offset clauses, like, you know, off the set, this is how you have to behave or anything like that. So strangers to the show or people online who keep saying The Chosen Inc. is a ministry or a church or should be like one, that doesn't necessarily make it true. Our company standards and practices and my own personal calling and ministry and my personal life and how I run my business, it might not be the same as yours. Can that be okay? I mean, even if you disagree, can that be okay? Can how we do it be different from how you do it? Maybe not, but...
This is Straw Man Fallacy 101. The critics aren't saying, Dallas, that you can't think for yourself and operate your business exactly like we would. We're not saying that. That is the argument that he's attacking. He's attacking a fictitious argument, one that he's created called a straw man. This is the logical fallacy. We're just saying that just that it should be operated in a way that doesn't take away from giving glory to God. That is what we're saying. Don't operate your production in a way that takes away from giving glory to God.
It's just important for you to remember that we are a for-profit public company as of now. And because of that, we might run things a little differently than you would, and we certainly run things differently than a church or nonprofit or ministry. Second important point that kind of guides some of our principles on this, Solomon built the Holy Temple. I mean, this is the Holy Temple of God. And the labor and the materials, many of them, came from what's described in the Bible as pagans, pagan nations, pagan workers. He got help. And when he asked the king, I believe, the king of Tyre, Tyre, I don't remember how to pronounce it, he referenced David, that David had done the same thing. And this is the Holy Temple. And it was built by what the Bible describes as pagans. But let's maybe not use the word pagans, let's just use the word people who strongly would disagree with Solomon or David in their spiritual practice. And you think also of like a Bible. I've used this term before. When a Bible is printed, do you think that the people who print the Bible, the people who deliver the Bible, are all of the same faith? Very likely not. And so our philosophy has been that, look, if Solomon can work with people on a holy temple, with people who disagree with him, then so can we. Now, to be clear, I know you're saying, some of you are saying, yes, we're okay with you working with people of different faiths, but we're not okay with them, you know, promoting something their own agenda on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm okay with having employees that are of a different faith, but as far as having the employee promote something that goes against God, that's not what we're okay with.
And that's fair.
Okay, before we get too far, I want to go ahead and address the thing where he said how there were pagans working on the temple to build the temple of God. And Dallas is, of course, as usual, not telling the entire context of that. Of course, when you read in 1 Kings 5, how when Solomon was about to build the temple, he reached out to a friend of King David, and Hiram of Tyre, and let him know he's getting ready to build the temple. And Hiram gave Solomon the cedar logs and stuff like that in order to build the temple, because back when he knew David, they'd also built David's palace. So they kind of got to know each other. God, you know, kind of helped them be at peace with each other, and it was a relationship built there that Solomon was able to benefit from later. But as for the pagans, it was some people from Jordan, I think. The King Hiram's people, he sent some workers, but there was also Solomon raised up a labor force as well, all the labor force, 30,000 men, and sent them to Lebanon. That's where it is, Lebanon, to work in shifts. And also he appointed another man who was like the treasurer, and he was in charge of the labor force. And Solomon also, in verse 16 here in 1 Kings, Solomon put 3,300 from the chiefs of Solomon's deputies who supervised the people who labored in the work. So what Solomon did is he appointed his own people to supervise those who labored in the work, and I would imagine that would include the people that Dallas is referring here as pagan. And more importantly than that, we go to 2 Chronicles 28, when we know how David over the years put a lot of things in place for Solomon to be able to build the temple later on, and one thing he said there was that God gave him the plans for the temple by the Spirit, by his Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord gave David those plans so that he could later give those plans to Solomon and build the temple according to the Lord's specifications. So people weren't, those pagans that Dallas is talking about didn't just run willy-nilly and do whatever they wanted to do. They built it according to the Lord's specification as given to David by the Spirit of the Lord. So I just wanted to clarify some of that.
I'm not sure how that quite relates to the content of the show or how it relates to your particular life if you don't work on the show with me.
It relates to the mission that God has called us to. That's what it relates to. And if it goes against that, we...
And just the correction, that's 1 Chronicles 28. Sometimes I wrote down 2 Chronicles, but it's supposed to be 1 Chronicles 28, verse 19. That David specifically says the Lord gave him the plans for the temple.
I'm going to have criticism against it.
But we can have a difference of opinion about that, and that's perfectly fine. But that's what I'm just expressing, our philosophy, and we don't find that anyone on our cast or crew are actively pushing anything in our face or saying things on set that are...
So Dallas Jenkins doesn't think a person deliberately placing a flag on the set, displaying it, isn't actively pushing anything, or wearing rainbow T-shirts or having rainbows on his stickers on his equipment. That seems to be active to me.
So the pride flag on a set, yes, is actively pushing that person's ideology in the face of everybody who's a true believer. That is what it's doing.
Difficult or offensive. Now, this is another important point and one of the main reasons why I have this philosophy, why I came into the show having this philosophy, because oftentimes the roles have been reversed. I've seen, it's happened both ways, but I've seen it also where Christians aren't allowed to express themselves at work or on sports teams, or when bosses force their employees to wear a certain thing, put on a patch, you know, line up for some sort of cause, and or resist one of their employees doing it. And I would imagine that if you were an employee at a place that had different beliefs than you do, and you wanted to show up and have a crucifix or a Jesus Saves sticker or something on your own personal workspace, and they said, no, you can't do that, I don't want you to do that, you're triggering someone else or whatever, you would, I would imagine, be not happy with that. We've seen that happen before, and people complain about it, and people protest it when they see it happening.
I'd rather have there be no promotional images on the set than allow that and have the pride flag being shown, being promoted. And there's a way that Dallas...
And I just want to say that that's usually how most workplaces approach it. There are just a lot of things that are just not allowed across the board. Now, somebody had a necklace with a cross on it. A lot. Sometimes you can wear things like that as long as it's not visible in your uniform, there, depending on your job. But so, yeah, it's usually just a policy where a lot of things are just not allowed across the board. And it looks like Dallas is trying to say, well, since Christians have been persecuted and prohibited, it wouldn't be right to persecute this guy. You know, it's like using mercy and empathy and compassion that we have for people, especially as believers, as a weapon to say you can't say anything to this man about his workplace activism, and if depending on work policy, you can address it. So Dallas is just hiding behind some of these little nuances to avoid addressing this or even answering people's concerns about, if he's decided he's not going to address it, then tell the truth about why not. Maybe he doesn't have a clear policy. Maybe he hasn't written that language into the contract, and that's why he can't say anything. If that's the case, at least be honest about it.
Change the policy in the way that applies legally. I had to research this, y'all. How can this be done in a way that's not going to get the company in trouble? So I did mad research on this, and Dallas can change the policy. So this is a law website, Alex Lee Attorneys. The employer owns the place. It's easier for private employees to forget the employer owns the walls, cubicles, computers, phones, and all workplace-generated data. Private employees have no legal right to display any personal media around the workplace or even on their personal while at work. A private employer may restrict completely or require employer approval of anything an employee chooses to display within the workplace. Ironically, perhaps even though Ray's employer flies the pride flag on the corporate flagpole for all to see, it has the right to require him to take down the pride flag in his cubicle. So this is a potentiality, y'all, that Dallas can implement. Policy applied consistently to all employees aren't discriminatory. The key to avoiding a discrimination claim is to apply the requirement to all employees, regardless of their nature, of the material displayed, and without exception. This can mean that something as generally accepted as an American flag may be prohibited. An employee may argue the employer flies the American flag on the corporate flagpole, so they should be able to as well. But as mentioned above, it's the employee's flagpole in place of work, not the employee's. Now we're looking at Wimberly Lawson, Steckel, Snyder, and Stein. The rainbow imagery presents a different dilemma for the employer. One employee's gay pride image may offend another employee's strongly held religious beliefs. Does the employer then allow the religious employee to post religious materials that denounce same-sex marriage? The most practical solution, and this is what Dallas can do, is to enact a uniform workplace decor policy that allows neither to be posted in the workplace. Such a policy will address how employees can and cannot decorate their workspaces. policy may provide that only personal items an employee may display in his or her office desk or on a desk are photographs of family, friends, and pets. So this is something that Dallas can implement. It has to be all across the board, though. I'd rather it be a full all-across-the-board policy that says, hey, you can't wear anything like pins, buttons, flags, shirts that present any specific faith, ideology, or anything outside the business, outside promoting the business. They can wear the Chosen shirt, the shirt with the fish and everything on it. They can wear that because it's directly supporting the company. But I'd rather the policy be that you can't wear any specific faith, declaration, flag, pin that promotes any specific belief system all across the board, then allowing in and having somebody that's really flamboyant fly or have the pride flag on set, on their jacket, on their person, and promoting something that goes directly against God. Here's a different article. This is talking about Black Lives Matter logos in the workplace divide employers, workers, and customers. This applies to the pride flag too, I believe. Similar situation. Many national or regional chains forbid the logo, often as part of existing dress codes or restrictions on overt political or non-company related symbols. Kroger, the national grocery giant that owns QFC and Fred Meyer, has an official dress code that prohibits lettering, logos, wearing unauthorized buttons, badges, or patches on any clothing that is considered unsuitable for the workplace. Likewise for Home Depot, which has always prohibited non-company logos and slogans. This is exactly what Dallas can do. They have always prohibited non-company logos and slogans. A spokesperson says Seattle-based Bartell Drugs, which has 67 locations in the Puget Sound region, doesn't allow any pins or buttons that the company itself hasn't provided, according to a spokesperson.
And so because I believe that that's wrong, even when the roles are reversed, then I would believe that it's wrong in my case, even if I disagree with something that someone may wear or post. Now, that said, we just agreed from the beginning, Amanda and I just said that this is going to be our philosophy. Now, if we were a church, or if in the description I provided, you're working for a political organization or something that has in its bylaws and as it's set up a particular statement of faith, then I think that's fair. I mean, I'm politically libertarian. I believe in freedom and that companies can do and operate how they want. And that includes, of course, nonprofits and ministries. And so if we were a church, my church has a different approach.
Again, Dallas, you are the church.
Hiring and whatnot than I do on my set. I understand that would be different, but we are not. Number four in the list of important points. Look, here's the thing when it comes to our cast and crew and my own beliefs and philosophies. I'm not an atheist, and neither is the production company an atheist. But I'm happy to work with those who are if they are working hard for the show. And I don't police their social media. I don't. My company won't make any kind of formal statement about atheism or speaking out against atheism. Any disagreements I have with them would be discussed privately. And in the context of relationship and love, the content of my show speaks for itself. And the content of my show may end up, of course, disagreeing with atheism. But in terms of our personal relationships on set, it's just not something that we discuss publicly. I'm not a Catholic. Neither is the Chosen Inc. Catholic. I'm not a Mormon. Neither is the Chosen Inc. Mormon. I'm not a Buddhist or any other non-Christian religion. I'm not a liberal, personal, not that that has anything to do with the show itself, but I'm not a liberal, and neither is the Chosen Inc. I don't celebrate Pride. I don't celebrate Pride Month. I don't celebrate the Pride flag. If I wore a shirt, it'd probably say humility on it just because Pride has gotten me in trouble. But I neither.
Dallas is not humble right now.
Neither does the Chosen Inc. As an evangelical conservative, I'm actually probably a minority on our set. And here's
the... Yeah, I like that. Humility. Have a shirt that says humility. Way better than Pride, y'all. But I do think that it's prideful not to want to change your policy when situations change on the set, such as this Pride flag situation. Change your policy. And why not change it? I don't get it. It seems to me that Pride's prohibiting that change.
The thing, our cast and crew, the majority of them who believe the spectrum of things, including the things I just about, don't expect me to agree with them on everything. And don't expect me to celebrate their thing or celebrate their cause. I love our cast and crew. I will go to war with them any day, and I will stand in the breach to defend them any day. And we are a family, and always have been.
Okay, here.
Now, that sounds a lot like when Dallas was saying that he would die on the hill, that hill that's where he says that his Mormon friends are Christians. It seems like he's that this is a, yet another hill he's willing to die on.
The big problem, yo, big problem with that, with what he just said. We'll go to our next point. Point number five. Dallas will go to war with his crew, defend them, and views everyone as family. Now, this is a problem. Why is it a problem? Because this is a man-centered outlook, which he actually contradicts his statement at the end of this video that he serves God and not man. Just not just anyone can be considered family. Family in the truest sense of the word, that's a typo, are fellow believers, all right? So we're actually going to go to scriptures that actually determine what true family is according to the Bible. Matthew 10:34-39 to the NLT. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. So this is saying, y'all, that even your actual, like, blood family, if they're not in alignment with the mission, and this is kind of a harsh reality to think about. Let's say they're asking you to go against God's principles. You're supposed to consider God's word first and put God above that, even your own blood relationships. If you love your father or your mother more than you love me, this is talking about God, Jesus, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. And here we go. This is tying back to the actual videographer, right? Ephesians 2:2-3 in KJV, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So you are either a child of God or a child of wrath. And those not in alignment, those who are not saved, those who do not were not born again, those who do not have the Holy Spirit, those who are not fellow believers, those who are not Christians, they're children of wrath. The true family, the truest family in the sense of the word, is your fellow believers. But Dallas is putting his relationships on the cast, the crew, the set, above the actual family of believers. It seems to be the case, unfortunately. It seems to be the case.
And we take that.
Maybe these things that we're seeing in Dallas and the stances he takes, maybe that is an indicator of whether or not he is truly our brother in Christ or is he something else. So that's something to think about as well.
Seriously, even though we know we disagree on some big stuff, and I can guarantee you, we take that stand in the breach to defend them any day. And we are a family, and always have been, and we take that very seriously, even though we know we disagree on some big stuff. And I can guarantee you, some of our cast and crew have seen posts from other cast and crew, or posts from me, or my wife, and have probably disagreed with them. Well, not probably, have disagreed with them. I'm sure we vote differently. We love each other. We have conversations and disagreements in the context of relationship. And their incredible work on this project makes the show better. And if you love The Chosen, and if you love its message, it happens to be the only show, really the only TV show in the world that's unashamedly about Jesus himself and the message of salvation, it's largely because of the atheists, Mormons, Catholics, liberals, people who support issues you don't like, and yes, evangelicals and conservatives who work so hard for this show and for you. And I think those who are doing it, even though they disagree with me on some big issues and are willing to still work for the show and work for the message, a message they might not necessarily believe in, they should be getting a thank you for putting the work and for putting the family above.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to thank an outwardly flamboyant person promoting ideology that goes directly against God's principles. I'm not going to thank that. I don't care how hard he works for the show. I'm not going to thank somebody that's promoting pride, seven deadly sin, so outwardly flamboyant and just pushing it in our faces. This whole month is making me sick. Literally, like, I've been burning out, y'all. I've been feeling sick. I mean, granted, I'm on antibiotics right now. You know,
I just wanted to say that Dallas Jenkins, and that's what I was talking about with the condescending attitude and dismissive attitude. He's basically saying that we should be thankful and grateful to these pagans and sinners and whatever, whoever is on his crew, that we should be thanking them for the work that they do. It's like, Dallas, you couldn't find, you mean to tell me there were no Christian videographers and people who do these types of jobs that aren't good at their, that are good at their job, can do it just as well as anyone else? I mean, he's just the nerve of this guy and how dismissive he is of people's concerns.
That's not antibiotics. But just everything associated with pride, it's been getting to me. It's been making me sick. I want this to just stop. I'm tired of it. It's draining. But unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. Unfortunately, that's the case. The thing is, we have hope as Christians. We have hope that this world isn't it. But it's going to get worse. And therefore, we need to speak up against it.
And then here's another important point about all this is that you might be thinking, hey, well, why not just avoid the controversy and why not just, you know, make a statement to put all this away and maybe...
You should make a statement. You should stand up for God's principles. You should change your policy. That's what you should do. You should make a blanket policy saying only logos that are in support of the logo of the show can be shown. That way, you can take away the pride flag, the pride clothing, merchandise, pins, all of that stuff. It won't be allowed on the set. Why is this? Why are you defending this, Dallas? Why? Change the policy. I see pride right here. He says he gets in trouble when he's prideful. He's getting in trouble right now. With the people who are supporting the very show by crowdfunding that has funded the show to start it off, those same people that have funded the show are now having legitimate and genuine criticisms, and he doesn't want to change the policy because, I don't want to assume, but it seems to be pride. He just doesn't like the criticism. Maybe he's grown to be kind of close to his crew members, that guy who's outwardly flamboyant and doesn't want to hurt their feelings. But you got to put God first. Forget what man says, and he says he's putting, at the end of the video, he says he does not serve man but serves God. But it just doesn't seem like his actions are reflecting that.
Change your policy because it's causing so much trouble. I've said this before. We don't make decisions based on how people will respond. I'm not a reed shaking in the wind. You wouldn't want that. We lose viewers all the time for multiple different types of things, and I guarantee you that some of the viewers we've lost have been because of something you love. A scene or a statement or something that you've loved and you've agreed with, but we've lost a lot of viewers because of it, and you would not want me to say, all right, you know what, I don't want to lose viewers, that's the most important thing, I don't want to distract anybody, so I need to make a decision or change my mind on something like that. You wouldn't want me to do that. So people saying, well, you should change your policy because it caused controversy.
Yes, change it, and not just because it causes controversy. As Jesus himself was controversial, change it because you want to please God. That's why you should change it.
We don't do that. It's not how we make decisions. So, as I wrap this up, I just want to make sure that we're clear, if you're choosing to leave the show or not support the show or stop watching the show or whatever, if you are, I just want to make sure you're clear and that we're clear on what you are upset about or boycotting the show about. It's not that we promoted a pride flag. It's not that I made some sort of statement, any kind of political statement.
He's saying he doesn't promote it, but he seems to be defending everything happening, which is promotion in a different way.
To show that the show did anything significant, or because the content of the show slipped or compromised, or you're upset about something that we actively promoted or anything like that. That's not what happened. You're upset. I'm boycotting the show because our policy, my policy, I'll take it on, my and my partner's policy, is that we just don't stop one of our crew members from having a 3-inch pride flag on his own personal equipment.
Change it. Change that policy. Change it. Get with your partner and be like, hey, we need to make an adjustment. We need to change this policy because if we don't, things are actually probably going to get worse. He might bring a 3-foot pride flag on the set next in 2024 Pride Month. It's a 3-inch pride flag right now. He may get more flamboyant, more pushy with his beliefs. Ooh, I'm going to bring a bigger flag. Y'all are okay with me promoting my political and just openly satanic belief system because the LGBT is satanic belief system. So I'm just going to get a bigger flag next Pride Month, next year. You got to nip it in the butt, nip it in the, stop it while, before it gets too big, before it gets so big where you can't even, like, stop it. And this is what the LGBT does, y'all. You give them an inch, they go for a mile. You got to nip it in the butt before it grows, before it gets out of your hands, before it gets out of control.
If that's enough for you to stop watching the show, that's fine. That's your choice. I just want us to be clear that that's what it is and not on these other issues or not on some of the headlines that you're seeing. So, look, I follow a couple of very important life verses, and I follow it especially in the context of this show. One is Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, not for men.
Exactly.
So I'm doing this for the Lord.
Are you? Are you, though?
Others.
Are you? You just called that man. Let me actually show you him again. Dallas just called this man, if that's his correct pronoun, his family, that he will go to war fighting for this guy and defending him, who is a child of wrath. Now, I'm not judging him. This is what the Bible says. Somebody who's openly living in sin is a child of wrath. A child of wrath. So who is he serving by not changing the policy? Is he serving man because he doesn't want to offend maybe a crew member that he grew close to, that he's become friends with? That's how I see it. That's how a lot of people see it. He's serving man rather than what the Lord wants. Does the Lord want a pride flag on the set of a show that's supposedly supposed to be promoting and spreading the gospel message, promoting and spreading the love of Jesus Christ? God hates pride. He hates it. He hates it so much. That's like the sin associated with Satan, and he hates Satan. Like that pride reminds him of Satan. He hates Satan so much that he's sending him to hell eternally, casting Satan away from his presence forever. What do you all think?
And I would say that Dallas does not serve our Lord Jesus, but his own belly, as it states in Romans 16:18. You know, some verses that he, why doesn't Dallas live by the verses in Romans chapter 1 that talks about this very thing? And it even addresses in that in the last verse about people who not only practice those things are deserving of death, but people who also approve of those who practice it. So why don't Dallas live by those verses? You know, he could get himself into a lot of trouble with God. I mean, he said, it's basically he's saying only God can judge him, but is he really sure he wants that? So that was Dallas's response for the most part. Very condescending and disrespectful toward the people with concerns, as usual. Next, what I wanted to do is I have a video from a couple of his fans who their channel is basically dedicated to The Chosen and doing The Chosen Bible studies and all that stuff. So we wanted to hear, I wanted to let you hear this couple's reaction to Dallas's response.
And I think there's going to be a horse. Hey, this is going to be a fun vlog and also a very thought-provoking blog. Let's put it that way. So thanks for joining us. We're just going to react today to what Dallas said in regards to Sorry the Flies. All of this is blah. And so we felt like we wanted to respond because that's what we were waiting for. And so I'm going to let Sean take the lead.
Well, we're responding to the video that Dallas just put out this morning, and if you go on his, you know, on the Chosen YouTube channel, he has his video. It's about a 20-minute-long video breaking down his, I don't want to say defense, but I guess it is defense, but he's basically saying, if you want to be mad at us, that's fine, but just understand the facts before you're mad at us. And then he laid out his stance, which it's his product, it's his production, and he has every right to have whatever stance he wants to have. Like he said, he's a libertarian, he believes in free enterprise and running your business the way you want to run it. And I think that's where he clarifies the disconnect between us and a lot of people like us and the Chosen, because we've always viewed the Chosen as a ministry and as something that is created to bring people to Christ. And we all supported that. And it's one of the best Christian television series that's ever been produced. The quality, the actors, the story writing, it's amazing. And that's why we've been huge fans of it. And that's why we're really shocked by Dallas's explanation in his video. And there's a lot to unpack, a lot to unravel. So I'm going to start there because I think that's the biggest point that he made. He said that The Chosen is not a ministry. It is not a Christian production. It is a for-profit corporation that he's running the way that he's always said he's going to run it. And if we were in charge, we could run it the way we want to run it. But since it's him and it's his business, this is the way he's choosing to run his business. I supported The Chosen because I love their ministry. And then I just found out it's not a ministry. And it's never been a ministry. As a viewer, I'm really kind of shocked by it because you're going to say that this is not a ministry, and I think that's kind of a cop-out. It cleanses you of all of the persecution that The Chosen's currently under by hiding behind that statement. In some capacity, it is ministry. You're preaching God's word through a different medium, and then you're following it up with study guides, Bibles, devotionals, Corinne brought all of her.
There's currently 3 study guides. And I'm covering them on my channel.
We've actually taken our channel and, like, devoted it to The Chosen.
And that's the reason why we wanted to address this, because, you know, that's where our channel has decided to put all of its focus and support and kind of build upon that ministry, or at least what we thought was a ministry.
In the beginning of Dallas's video, he said, I'm sure you guys, and I'm speaking to you, not all these people on social media that are saying this stuff, I'm talking to you, we're one and the same. The people that are posting these videos and the people that you're talking to directly, we're the same people. Like, yeah, there are some clickbait people out there, but that's not the majority of the people that are frustrated right now. They're people like us. We're voicing our concern about not only the situation, but then the things that have happened since then. He came out and said that the people that are posting these videos of frustration are strangers to The Chosen, and they're just doing clickbait. That's not true. We're not strangers.
I feel like there's the surface level discussion, which is what I feel Dallas was covering, things that are surface level. The things that the strangers, in my personal opinion, the Chosen family, meaning fans who support them, lift them up and build upon what they are doing because we really believe in what they're doing, okay? We feel slapped in the face, rejected. It's gone way beyond where we were kind of confused as to why something that is a culture war, okay, we're in a culture war, that is the word, okay, meaning that people are battling right now on 2 levels, Christianity and the opposing side of things, people who don't believe in that at all. And because this show symbolizes more Christianity than the opposite, people had questions, people were confused, and the reaction from the actors on Twitter is something that really blew my mind. I couldn't believe it because, you know, it is for profit, but before it became that, wasn't it a more like a nonprofit. We don't know what their business dealings are behind the scenes, but people were spending a lot of money in the show. That we were invested. He was also talking about investors. Well, aren't the fans? Weren't the fans investing their time, their money, their? I mean, for me, like when I create a vlog, it takes a lot. I do the editing. I don't have a support system behind me other than Sean, but I do the editing. I do all of that. I take time away from my husband. I take time away from my family, and I do that because I really believe in what Dallas is doing, and I just was really hurt by some of the things I was hearing him say.
So his defense is that they are not a church. They are not a ministry. Their production is strictly a production, and they run independently. There's no rules as to working for them. You have to be a certain religion. You have to be a certain political affiliation. There's atheists that work on the site. And at the end of the video, actually, he said we should be thanking them for creating The Chosen. I think he's missing the point. It's not about who's working on your staff. Like, he thinks people are frustrated because the camera guy has, you know, his own personal sexual orientation. And what, like, no one cares. Everyone knows people that are gay or are liberal or are, like, we all have different, that's a personal journey and that's a personal thing. That's not what people are all up in arms of. It's the acceptance and the defense on something that has such a huge polarizing platform. You can say all you want that's how the Chosen chooses to operate, but it's not going to take away from your biggest supporters, which is going to be a faith-based fan base. There's a lot of people right now that are, like, confused. You got to listen to that because Dallas is saying that this is a business, for-profit, independent business. Okay, even corporations have stockholders. They have boards of trustees. They have people that they have to at least listen to because they financially support the product. So in the beginning, which we were there for, Corinne was one of the very first people covering The Chosen on YouTube. In the very beginning, when The Chosen started, they were very, I don't want to say aggressive, but about getting funding from its fan base. If you want to see the next episode, please donate.
Proactive.
Yeah, they were very proactive in getting funding from us because the next episode depended on it. The next season depended on it. We need donations. And then even in the very beginning, like, you had to wait to see The Chosen. Unless you were a contributor, you got first access to it. And then now that's not the case because now they've received the funding. You know, they're very well funded now, and now they're able to do bigger productions, do bigger things.
So do they not need us anymore?
But in season one, in the very beginning, they were, just like any business, they relied on the fans to support the ministry. It's a ministry, even if you say it's not. And we did because we supported the Christian beliefs and the fact that this show is so well produced, and it's going to bring people to Christ. It's a ministry, and that's what people gave their money for.
That's what I thought it was about.
And so turn around and saying, this isn't a ministry, this is a for-profit. Well, guess what? Your stockholders are not happy with this. And it's not about a camera guy having a pride flag on his backpack.
On the surface.
That was a snowball at the top of a mountain that got pushed. It's everything that's transpired since then, up and including Dallas's response to all this. It just got worse and worse and worse. Because first of all, he said there was no flag, it was a patch. No, there was a flag. There's a video of a flag. And so at that point, you're like, every fan is like, why on the production set is it necessary to, like, promote your pride when you're working on a faith-based TV series? But guess what? When you own a company and you're the face of the company, it all falls on you. I own two companies, and I have an independent contractor, 1099, that works for me. When he goes out and does a job for me, I know he's representing me and my brand. The things he says, the way he drives, his social media content, all that reflects me and my brand. So you can say it's an independent contractor all you want. That's not how the world works.
I don't know who you think that he's speaking to. Like, it's frustrating to me to think, like, that we're all, like, just completely ignoramuses here. If someone in his business, and same thing when I had mine, makes a mistake, it does fall on your shoulders.
Yes, he does think we're all a bunch of stupid ignoramuses.
to deal with it. And you are basically the person that's going to get all the downfall for all of the choices that your employees make. So, for example, with me, when I had teachers at my dance studio, they were held at the same standard as whatever my mission statement is, whatever it was that I was trying to build. And believe it or not, I've had almost every single one of my teachers, if they weren't exactly how I was always hearing about it. And my clients were giving me a really hard time and making my life really difficult if any of my teachers didn't live up to the same exact standards that I did. And I can't control that. That is true. However, I have to address it with them. I can't let them spit in my clients' faces. And that is what I feel is happening right now, and I did not enjoy Dallas's response to that because when we were talking about the Cameron and the flag, there is a video out there. I mean, it's happening. This is social media. This is what happens with social media, unfortunately. It is happening where he was actually rubbing the flag situation in people's face. He was. If you look on our community posts, I posted that video.
He's spinning in a circle, and at the very end of it, he, like, quickly goes over to his pride flag, like, just to rub it in everyone's
face,
really.
Again, it doesn't matter. Like, please don't look at things on the surface. It's the point of what he's doing and how he's doing it. It comes off egotistical. It comes off condescending. It comes off rude to people who've been supportive of this brand. It has gone on a whole different level at this point.
I think Dallas saying, if you ran The Chosen, you would run it your own way. I'm running The Chosen, and I'm running it my way. And
totally fine.
He basically said, I'll go to war for anyone that works on this, and we should be thanking them, and I fully support them. And I
don't thank them
you're
when they're
arguing,
calling people homophobic. I don't support
well,
that.
Well, that's so you're responding to something different than what people are frustrated about. I don't think anyone is frustrated that you have a gay camera guy. I would hire a gay inspector. I don't care. Like
That's his personal life. We've said that so many times, and I need to make that very clear. We have said that lots of times. Jonathan Rumi, I don't care what his biblical choices are because I'm not watching Jonathan Rumi. I'm watching The Chosen. He's Jesus on The Chosen. And the young men who wrote the music, I love their music. It's beautiful. I enjoy it very much. What they do in their private time, it's none of my business. I honestly don't care, and I haven't lost any respect for any of those men. Only time I'm losing respect is when they're taking something that's hurting the clients of The Chosen because they've been so supportive. This is totally different than this TV show shirt that I'm wearing right now, Supernatural. It's totally different. And Supernatural isn't making these types of things for their fans, okay? And then when the cameraman then doubles down and starts mocking in a way, it's just not even Christian behavior at this point.
And then you add on the social media responses where the actors came out in support of the camera guy, which you guys obviously on set have a bond. You're family. I get that. That
yeah,
we don't have that
that's
bond
awesome.
Because we don't know on a personal level. We don't know these people, but you still have to know between professionally what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. And going on social media blasting a Christian-based fan base and saying you're homophobic, you're bigots, and you can get the hell out of here, basically.
Wow, like that really bothered me.
You're saying that to your chosen fan base that have supported financially.
Yes.
And if you go back 5 or 6 videos, we were supporting The Chosen when another controversy happened because we didn't think it was The Chosen's fault. Like, we have been so supportive of The Chosen up until this situation.
When they started attacking their fans.
You're going to attack your fan base? Because, listen, my father was a preacher. I was raised in a Christian household. If I'm going to go on a platform, a faith-based platform, however you want to dissect it and say it's not, it is a faith-based platform, and you're going to call the supporters homophobic, for most people, it was like, on a scale from 1 to 10, it was like a 2 or 3 when they saw the pride flag. Like, wait, what? Why is there a pride flag on The Chosen set? The responses from the actors on social media shot it up to a 10.
I need that to be addressed, and I don't feel like Dallas is really addressing that. That was the problem for me, and I lose respect. See, the problem is I'm losing respect for the actors, not Jonathan Rumi. I don't think he has said anything at all. And it's sad because all of this hard work that these actors and the crew are doing, yeah, it's going to fall by the wayside. Unfortunately, because this is not what you were addressing, Dallas, is not the problem. It's a surface level. For example, he was saying, we are not branding the pride and everything. No, Dallas, you're not. But the problem is, and you mentioned yourself about a culture war, the problem is that you're feeding it, unfortunately. And everybody wants to feel safe with the Chosen. Like, people need to be uplifted right now. There's a lot of divide. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of anger. And we go to the Chosen because that's, we don't feel that way with the Chosen. I feel uplifted. Someone said in my comment section that, well, how dare you say these things, because the Chosen has made me cry, meaning the Chosen has touched my heart. I know. Me too. And to see these things happen by the people that I'm watching on the show, for example, Little James. Every time I look at Little James, I'm going to think of that actor. I'm not going to look at Little James. I'm not going to be thinking about the message that Little James is saying and the message that the Chosen is saying. I'm going to be thinking about this. You understand? That's what I'm saying about a brand. If I did anything to ruin my brand and it got as big as this, you have to understand that people are going to look at you like at that. They're going to see that unless it's fully addressed. Am I making sense here?
Yeah. And basically, I think what this makes me think of with what you're saying is, Dallas said at one point in his video, we are a for-profit business, and I have to keep that in mind. So I think what he's saying without saying it is, if he came out and took a stance against it, I think he's afraid of the backlash. By saying that it's just noise and it's just strangers of the show, both online and offline, we're talking to people of the show, and a lot of people feel this way. So you can downplay and say it's noise and strangers of the show, but it's not. It's your core fan base that's split right now.
I get it when Dallas is saying, you know, I shouldn't have to shift or move because people are upset with me, because he's just going to drive himself crazy, and he has to stay true to himself. And I respect that so much. You have to try to figure out what's more important to you. If people have been supportive of you and you can take a look at it and you can say, okay, I can understand that they're upset because the actors are, like, doubling down on this and they're spitting in their face. This is a Christian show. I can understand why some of the Christians are confused by this, because it's not biblical. And so we were confusing them. And then...
Well, Dallas is in my opinion, I'm not a clinician or anything, but yes, in my opinion, he displays a lot of narcissistic tendencies, and narcissists are not capable of empathizing with others and seeing things from other people's point of view. They only see it one way, their way, and what they want and what they're getting out of it. And in some ways, they really don't care what you think. And Dallas is very, very prideful and arrogant. He comes across that way every time he has to address one of these controversies.
Address it and the problem will be solved. But instead, what I feel like is happening is kind of putting the blame on us, that we're being out of line and we're being unreasonable, and that is feeding the demon. You understand what I'm saying? This is the problem. The Christians are so much right now being pushed down, being spit at in their face. They are. That is part of the war. And, I mean, that's why I said before, you know, maybe he's too busy, because he's being asked a lot of responsibility. He's got a lot on his plate. He probably doesn't have a lot of time. And this is just exhausting to him, and we get that. But what it appears to us is that Lionsgate and all the profit that's coming in, and it's not trying to be rude, like the strangers and, you know, making the comments about your fans that are making clickbait. They're not. And maybe they do need to get people's attention. I don't know, because I'm not them, but they're passionate about it because you involved us in your product. You asked us to help. And so now we are investors in your product. And I think that warrants you considering our feelings in a compassionate, loving way. That's the best way I can articulate it.
And just, I don't want to say playing dumb or staying neutral and just be like, hey, we're just an independent production. The product speaks for itself. But no, your actions speak for themselves.
But when you have a business, isn't your heart what's behind your heart and what's behind the reason why you're doing it what makes it so wonderful and amazing? Because now that just got taken away from me. Like, it's literally just a blank. It's okay, I'm going to be honest. Like, if there's no passion behind the Lord, and no love for Jesus and the Word and your fan base that are Christians, because it is a Christian show, and you are making ministry products that you're selling that we're paying for, and we're spending our time being fishermen of men because that's the message that your show brings out, and that's not important to you.
And that's exactly what I was...
I don't know what to say.
And that's exactly what I was just saying a second ago, is you can say the show speaks for itself, but the actions of those incorporated the show also play part in things. And you can say it doesn't. They're independent contractors like any other film set. No, this isn't any other film set. This isn't Supernatural. This isn't the news. Like, this is a TV show that is leading the way for speaking out for Jesus, and people are going to be very passionate about that. And yes, the people on set and on their social media, you don't want to police that, and you want them to have a safe to be themselves. But that unfortunately reflects on the brand of The Chosen. You cannot separate The Chosen Inc., Dallas, and everyone who works for you in separate categories for your viewers and for people who everything's in the same stew pot. And that's just business. Like, that's just the world of business. And every industry, every company I've worked for, your social media presence was something that was watched. At one point, I worked at a mortgage company, and my job was to watch the social media of all the loan officers, because if anyone said anything that reflected negatively on the industry or the business or was incorrect information, they had to immediately take it down, to the point where, like, we had people who either had to delete their Facebook accounts or find another job because of the things that they were posting, political.
And he is absolutely correct about that. In this era of social media, jobs will monitor those things as well.
I don't know why it's unreasonable for people to be confused about how your staff is being disrespectful to your product, but then also your clients love Jesus. Like, they love Jesus. And so when they see that, they feel like that's slapping him in the face. So I'm confused as to why you're confused about that. I'm confused, and I'm saying that to Dallas. I'm confused as to why you don't respect that and then just address it. Like really address that. But instead, it's like, you guys do this, just accept it. I don't care what you guys think. I don't do what I do because of you. You don't do what you do because of us. Then why are you asking us to help? I guess we don't help anymore. That's what people are saying. That's why they're frustrated. It's like, I've given my life, pieces of me to you. And you have said, hashtag chosen family. You'll go to war for your family that works on the set. But you won't go to war for us. I don't even expect you to go to war for me. I just want you to understand and listen and be respectful of it. I don't want to be rude and disrespectful to Dallas. I don't. I'm going to give you a couple examples really quick, okay, because this is the reality that I live in. Sean and I, we started our channel, we used to work at Disney. We worked at Tokyo Disney. Now, a whole other country that has a whole different culture and a value system, different than America. I have tattoos. I didn't have as many before. I only had one little teeny tiny tattoo right here on my back hip, a butterfly. And as I was auditioning and I wanted that job so bad, the Japanese came to me and said, you have a tattoo. We don't like that. I had a choice to make. And you know what I said? This job is so important to me. If it's between me getting the job and not getting the job, I will remove this tattoo. And by the grace of God, I got the job. Why? Because I was being respectful to them. I wasn't saying no. If I can't have my tattoo, forget you. And that's kind of the way things go these days. And I just, that's not the way I was raised, I guess.
Well, that's what I don't understand it. Because before I saw Dallas' video this morning, I empathized with his position. Because it's a lose-lose situation. You're going to upset one side or the other. And this like, super political, like the super, super cultural war that we're in right now outside of The Chosen. The Chosen, unfortunately, just got thrusted into it. And
if they would have kept it on the hush, then this wouldn't be happening.
I saw comments when I was looking underneath Dallas' video of people saying just this. Like, this could be the straw that breaks people's backs. Because in every other facet of our lives, there's this war going on, and now it just filtered into The Chosen. And then The Chosen, instead of coming out saying, yeah, that was probably poor taste, we'll talk to our production team and, you know, make sure they keep in mind the audience and that we're serving with our videos.
Nothing wrong with that.
And in Dallas's video, he said, we should flip it and think about situations where Christians are in a situation where they can't outright show their Christian faith. My response would be, I wouldn't put myself in that situation. If I'm super passionate about something, which for me is God, for your camera guy, it's his pride, I would not be in a situation where I would be, by me being outright about my faith, would be contradicting to the project that I'm working on. I wouldn't work on the project, just for my own personal convictions. The camera guy, he could love God and be gay. There's that, you know, there's not a line there. But he should at least understand that in the Bible, and most people that follow the Bible are not going to be understanding of that lifestyle. So maybe it's good to kind of keep that on the down low instead of, like, displaying it and using the platform of The Chosen to get his message out. If you just listen to his video, yeah, okay, it's your production, you run it, it's atheists, different political people, everyone come together to create The Chosen. We should be thankful of their hard work, and we should enjoy The Chosen. We agree with all that. It's how everything else is handled that's got us asking questions and then lack of an empathetic response.
Ever since the world has turned upside down, I'm speaking reality here, you guys. The world has literally turned upside down, and conservatives, Christians, aren't able to speak their mind without getting treated horribly. And now some of the staff, actual, like, legitimate actors on the show, not just, you know, extras, these people are saying mean things to conservative Christians that follow the show, have loved the show, and have supported the show. That should have been way more addressed than anything else, because that, and even this guy, John Root, whatever, who kind of started this whole fire, he's getting a big smackdown. I feel like that's very backwards. And that's why people have a problem with this. This is why I said in the last, this cultural war, the other side is getting a lot of power. And they can laugh and mock and shoot mean, honestly hateful things to conservatives and Christians, and they're not held accountable for it at all. And this is a problem. And this is why none of us want The Chosen to be involved in this, because when the world is dark and evil, hurtful and painful, we can sit down at night with our families and we can watch The Chosen and we can think about Jesus. And now when I watch it, honestly, it feels tainted to me, because I feel like the backing behind it is no longer what I thought it was. I thought it was a beautiful thing. I thought the person behind it really, like, was everything that he's saying he's not.
The messenger is important when receiving a message.
He's saying that he's not a ministry. He's putting his hands up and saying flat out, and that's what I said in my last video. It matters what Dallas says. He says he is not a ministry. And tomorrow I have my Bible study for one of these books.
And to answer one of Dallas's questions, he said, what is a Christian production? A Christian production is not hiring only Christians. A Christian production is having morals and ethics set for anyone that works on the set that matches the moral and ethics of The Chosen's brand and their vision.
Regardless of their personal whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No one's saying that he, in fact, it's so sad because we don't even know the camera guy. I need you guys to look at the deeper issue. And I think the only people that are truly going to, and this might be wrong of me to say, but are really going to understand and grasp what I'm saying are the people that are being affected by it. If you're not being affected by it, then you're going to get what Dallas said, because it's very, very, very surface level.
Okay, and what I wanted to say is she said that she views The Chosen as tainted now, but based on our study of the show, I would venture to say it was tainted even before we even saw a moment of post-production material, because as soon as he got in bed with the Mormons, that it was already compromised. And then there the biblical inconsistencies in the way that Jesus is portrayed, i.e. him having to rehearse the Sermon on the Mount and get pointers from the disciple Matthew as far as how to organize it. That is blasphemous to the Lord. So all of that didn't change people's minds about the Chosen, but apparently this is giving them pause, and I say good for that. Perhaps the Lord is going to open some more people's eyes, and some of them will drop off support. Now, would that mean the show will go away? I don't know. Only the Lord knows that, but maybe some of these folks will get to a place where now they're seeing who and what Dallas really is and what he truly cares about. But you can tell that this young couple, in a lot of comments that I've seen from others, they share this sentiment. They really feel hurt and betrayed because they, more than anything, were emotionally invested in this show. And the show, in a lot of the way it's done, is made to reel you in emotionally. The target audience, especially that first episode with Mary Magdalene and all that stuff that she was going through, it was targeted toward primarily women of a certain age because we are emotional and you can hook us a lot through emotional things. So, and as far as the she was saying how the world is turned upside down, one thing, and they wanted this little thing for themselves as Christians is what I got out of what she was saying, but we have to remember that a lot of these spaces have been infiltrated by agents of Satan. I mean, deeply infiltrated. There's anywhere you look, you're going to find it. So it's probably not realistic to expect this to be any different. However, I would say that there's ways that Dallas could have ensured that these types of things don't happen, but he just refuses to address it. And they hit the nail right on the head. He's more afraid of backlash from the world than he is even of God, even though he claims it's God that he's serving. And that's been my time, and I thank you so much for yours. We will probably get into this more next time. And thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day and week.
Thank you. Uh-huh.